Hvaljeni se si Marija, poštovani slušatelji Radio Marije. U emisiji ste Proničeš me svega i poznaješ, ja sam Snježana Brkić. U mjesecu smo srpnju i u ovom mjesecu 24. srpnja slavimo jednog sveca, blagdan posvećen svetom Šarbelu. Zato sam zamolila još u svibnju jednog gosta koji je došao u Zagreb da posvjedoče i o ovom svecu i o svome duhovnom iskustvu. Tako da je ova emisija snimljena sa gostom iz Libanona, gospodinom Raymondom Naderom, predsjednikom molitvene organizacije obitelji svetog Šarbela, koji će posvjedočiti svoje duhovno iskustvo za vas slušatelje Radio Marije. Gospodine Raymond, dobrodošli.
Welcome, dear Raymond.
Thank you.
Let us start from the beginning. Could you tell me first what was the biggest question of your life? Why you were coming for 10 years to Anaya, and what happened after 10 years of prayer, of asking God some questions? Can you tell our audience a little bit about it?
Okay, first of all, I'm happy to be here to talk about my experience with Saint Sherbel and with our Lord Jesus. And I would like to express my deep feelings, my love for Croatia and the Croatians. It was a really fantastic experience.
Prije svega moram reći da mi je jako drago što mogu biti ovdje i posvjedočiti svoje iskustvo Boga. I moram reći da su mi jako dragi Hrvati. I ovo je predivno iskustvo svjedočiti u Hrvatskoj o svetom Šarbelu.
So I had a lot of questions about our faith, our Christian faith, because I couldn't understand it. Since my childhood, I was always asking questions about God, about Jesus, about the Mass, about how we Christians, we practice our faith, because compared to our other religions, it's something totally different.
Još od djetinjstva imao sam puno pitanja o našoj vjeri, o svetoj misiji, što se događa tijekom Euharistije, o Bogu, o Isusu Kristu. Htio sam sve to razumjeti, jer kada kršćanstvo usporedimo s drugim vjerama, ono je potpuno drukčije.
For most of the religions in this world, they have a God who is very high above the stars. They worship him, but they don't have a direct relation with him.
U većini vjera, Bog je visoko iznad čovjeka. Ljudi ga štuju, ali nemaju izravan odnos s njim.
But for us Christians, our God is very special. So he became a man, he lived among us, and he gave us some teachings, and then he was crucified, he died, and then resurrected.
Za nas kršćane Bog je vrlo poseban, jer on je došao k nama, on se utjelovio, poučavao nas je, bio je raspet na križu i nakon toga je uskrsnuo.
And we have some mysterious sacraments that we are following when we are worshiping our Lord.
I imamo tajnovite sakramente koje primamo dok štujemo Boga.
And those sacraments, I couldn't understand them easily with my mind.
A svojim umom nisam baš mogao lako razumjeti sakramente.
So I started asking questions, especially that my grandfather was a priest.
Počeo sam postavljati pitanja pogotovo zato što je moj djed bio svećenik.
And my questions started from the job of my grandfather, which I couldn't understand.
I ta su pitanja proizlazila iz zanimanja moga djeda koje nisam mogao razumjeti. Ovdje je možda dobro napomenuti da gospodine Nader pripada Maronitskoj crkvi. To je istočna katolička crkva koja se služi sirskim obredom i u toj crkvi svećenici su vrlo često oženjeni muškarci.
So I used to go with my grandfather on Sundays to watch him doing the mass for the people. And I couldn't understand what is he doing, what is his job exactly.
Promatrao sam svoga djeda nedjeljama kako služi misu pred ljudima i nisam razumio što on točno radi.
So that's when I started asking these difficult questions.
Tada sam počeo postavljati ta teška pitanja.
So what's going on in the mass, what my grandfather is doing, what is the story of these Eucharists?
Što se događa tijekom mise, što zapravo radi moj djed, koja je priča vezana uz te hostije koje on dijeli.
So during the old days we were preparing these hosts at home.
Mi smo naime pripremali hostije kod kuće.
And then the second day when I was going with my grandfather to the church, I was watching the whole time these hosts that I prepared to see what my grandfather will be doing with them.
I cijelo vrijeme tijekom mise promatrao sam djeda što on radi s tim hostijama koje sam ja dan prije pripremio.
Sure. At the end of the mass, I was always looking at people standing in line and my grandfather giving them every person one host.
Promatrao sam kako ljudi stoje u redu, a moj djed im pruža svakome po jednu hostiju.
And I was saying to myself and to people, is it worth to come to the church to spend 1 hour watching these things and at the end to have only one host and go home?
I pitao sam se, vrijedi li doista doći u crkvu, biti ondje sat vremena i čekati dok primiš tu jednu hostiju i onda otići kući.
So I thought that maybe I could teach them how to make the hosts at home. They can do as much as they can eat hundreds of them instead of coming to the church, spend 1 hour to eat only one.
Mislio sam da mogu pokazati ljudima kako sami kod kuće mogu pripremati hostije, jesti ih koliko god hoće, umjesto da dolaze u crkvu da bi dobili tu jednu jedinu.
So I started asking questions about these rituals that we are doing and the main questions were mainly about God, the incarnation, the Eucharist, about Jesus.
Počeo sam dakle postavljati pitanja o utjelovljenju. Najviše su me zanimala pitanja o Euharistiji i o Isusu.
And especially when my grandfather answered me and he explained to me his job, he made me more confused.
A kad mi je djed objasnio što on točno radi, bio sam još više zbunjen.
So he was describing to me his profession as a priest and he told me that his profession is to pray to God.
Objasnio mi je da njegovo zanimanje, njegov poziv, moliti se Bogu.
And when he prays to God during the mass, God will descend from heaven, will reside in these hosts, and people will eat him, and in this way God will enter their hearts.
I rekao mi je da dok on moli, Bog će sići s neba, ući će u te hostije, i onda će ih on dati u ljudima, i on će ući u njih, u njihovo srce.
And he said, because God is love, this way love will enter their hearts and people will start loving each other.
I rekao je, budući da je Bog ljubav, na taj način ljubav će ući njihova srca i ljudi će početi voljeti jedni druge.
So he didn't explain more than this to me, but he said to me, when you grow up you'll understand.
Nije mi više objašnjavao, nego mi je rekao, kad odrasteš, shvatit ćeš.
And I was growing up in this Christian family, praying, going to mass, without understanding exactly what is our faith.
A ja sam dalje rastao i to u kršćanskoj obitelji, išao sam na misu, međutim nisam i dalje razumio bit naše vjere.
But God was always the center of all my thinking.
Ali Bog je uvijek bio u središtu svih mojih promišljanja.
Because I was living with my grandfather at the same house and looking at my grandfather the whole day, and that's why the questions came always to my mind.
Jer stanovao sam u istom kućanstvu sa svojim djedom i promatrajući ga po cijele dane, ta su se pitanja stalno iznova javljala u mojoj glavi.
So whatever I did then during my childhood was focused on how to get connected to God or to know more about God.
I sve čime sam se bavio u djetinjstvu bilo je kako se bolje povezati s Bogom i kako saznati više o njemu.
So I was reading books, always thinking of God, going to the school, studying, thinking of God.
Čitao sam knjige razmišljajući o Bogu, išao sam u školu razmišljajući o Bogu.
And I loved science, that's why I was studying a lot of science books.
Jako sam volio prirodne znanosti, zato sam čitao mnogo knjiga o njima.
And I thought that maybe through science I will discover this mystery of my grandfather.
I mislio sam da ću možda putem prirodnih znanosti otkriti tajnu svoga djeda.
So I was always searching, learning in science like physics and chemistry and biology and cosmology.
Zato sam proučavao prirodne znanosti poput fizike, kemije, biologije, kozmologije.
And as well, I was eating these books
gutao sam knjige o tome.
Because I loved science and I thought that maybe through science I can discover things that my grandpa couldn't do.
Mislio sam da ću putem znanosti otkriti stvari koje moj djed nije mogao.
Then I started reading the Bible. I received my first Bible at my first communion.
Kada sam išao na prvu pričest, dobio sam svoju prvu Bibliju i tada sam je počeo čitati.
It was an illustrated Bible for children and I loved to read it.
Bila je to ilustrirana Biblija za djecu i jako sam je volio čitati.
So I was reading this Bible almost every day.
Čitao sam je skoro svaki dan.
And I loved a lot the personality of Jesus Christ.
I jako sam zavolio osobu Isusa Krista.
So I kept always reading the Bible. Till now I read the Bible almost every day.
I tako sam nastavio čitati Bibliju i do dana današnjega čitam Bibliju skoro svaki dan.
Then I had a beautiful childhood at first, but then when I was 13, when I reached 13 years old, the war started in Lebanon.
Isprva sam imao jako lijepo djetinjstvo, ali kada se mi navršio 13 godina, u Libanonu je počeo rat.
So everything changed in my life and everything was like spoiled.
Sve se u mom životu promijenilo i pokvarilo.
So I was a happy child playing guitars and drums and reading and making sports and living like all happy children.
Bio sam sretno dijete, čitao sam knjige, bavio se glazbom, svirao gitaru, bubnjeve, bavio se sportom kao i sva djeca.
And then when the war started, I dropped the guitar and I grabbed the machine gun.
A kada je počeo rat, ostavio sam gitaru i uzeo automatsku pušku.
Because my house was on the borderline between the two parts of Lebanon, the Christian part and the Muslim part.
Jer moja kuća bila baš na granici između kršćanskog i muslimanskog dijela Libanona.
So we were like pushed to fight to defend ourselves and our families and churches and our schools.
Tako da bio sam prisiljen na neki način gurnut u borbu kako bismo branili svoje kuće, škole, crkve.
So even though I was a kid of 13 years old, but I was like engaged in war and fighting almost every day.
Iako sam bio dijete od 13 godina, bio sam uključen u rat i borio sam se. Skoro svaki dan sam sudjelovao u borbama.
And at the same time, during that time, we managed to study and to fight at the same time.
Tako da smo u to vrijeme učili i učili školske predmete i bavili se ratom, ratovanjem.
And I started feeling that I'm growing really fast.
I osjećam sam da jako brzo odrastam.
Because when at the age of 13 I was engaged in very serious things like war, saving people killed and other wounded, it made me grow up not in usual way.
Budući da sam svakodnevno gledao kako ljudi umiru, kako bivaju ranjeni, morao sam odrasti na pomalo neuobičajen način.
So many of my friends were killed during the war.
Mnogi od mojih prijatelji bili su ubijeni tijekom rata.
And then I started asking tough questions about
life. I tada sam počeo postavljati teška pitanja o životu.
Especially I was asking why did God create us? What is the need of this life?
Pitao sam se zašto nas je Bog stvorio i koja je zapravo koji je smisao ovog života.
And why there is death? Why people die?
Zašto postoji smrt? Zašto ljudi umiru?
And I had a funny question that I was asking to myself and to everyone I meet. I was always asking what are we doing on this planet?
I jedno sam smiješno pitanje postavljao svima koje bih sreo, a to je što mi radimo na ovom planetu?
So I was feeling like we are aliens coming from somewhere to spend some time on this planet and then we move.
Osjećao sam da smo mi poput nekih izvanzemaljaca koji su došli na ovaj planet, provešće tu neko vrijeme i onda će otići.
So that's why I was asking what are we doing in this life, what is the meaning of our lives and when we will go after we leave this world.
Zato sam pitao koja je naša svrha u ovome svijetu, koji je smisao našega života i kamo idemo nakon što napustimo ovaj svijet.
Meanwhile, I studied in the Jesuit University of Beirut. I went to the engineering university and studied electromechanical engineering.
U međuvremenu upisao sam se na sveučilište u Beirutu i tamo sam studirao strojarsko inženjerstvo.
Yeah, and then I went to London. I studied nuclear physics.
Tada sam otišao u London gdje sam studirao nuklearnu fiziku.
And my intentions were to discover God through these studies.
A kroz taj studij, jedan i drugi, pokušavao sam otkriti Boga.
So I went back to Lebanon and I was living on, as I said, on three tracks.
Kad sam se vratio u Libanon, živio sam na trima stazama, odnosno na trima tračnicama.
So I was studying, praying and fighting.
Učio sam, studirao, molio sam i ratovao sam, borio sam se.
And I was expecting or I was looking to meet God on one of these tracks.
I tražio sam Boga, nadao sam se susresti ga na jednome od ovih triju putova.
So the first track I thought that maybe I will discover God through science.
Prvo sam mislio da ću možda susresti Boga u znanosti.
The second maybe that I will discover God through prayer, he will reveal himself to me in a way.
Drugo, mislio sam da ću možda ga susresti u molitvi, da će mi se on objaviti.
And the third way I thought it was the funny thing that I get killed in the war and then I will meet God directly.
A treće, što je možda malo i smiješno, mislio sam da ako budem ubijen u ratu, otići ću direktno Bogu i susreću ga.
I was saying to my friends that this is a shortcut.
Rekao sam svojim prijateljima, pa evo, to je neki prečac.
So, and then I started going up to Anaya, to the shrine of Saint Sharbel.
I tada sam počeo odlaziti u Anaju, gdje je grob svetoga Šarbela.
Because at the beginning of the war, Saint Sharbel was declared a saint by Paul VI.
Jer početkom rata Sveti Šarbel, proglašeni svecem, proglasio ga je svecem Papa Pavao VI.
And a lot of people were visiting his shrine, thousands and millions sometimes, to ask his intercession and his prayers.
I mnogo ljudi, tisuće, čak i milijuni, posjećivali su svetište njemu u čast i oni su se molili, tražili su njegov zagovor.
And he was very well known for his healing powers.
Bio je jako poznat po svojim čudesnoj moći ozdravljenja.
Because thousands of sick people, they were visiting Anaya with the different type of sickness, some blind, some deaf, some lame.
Čula sam da je preko 26,000 čuda.
More than 26,000 miracles.
33,000 still now.
33,000 čuda Svetog Šarbela za sada je zabilježeno. Yeah.
So it was like spiritual volcano erupting in Anaya.
To je bilo nešto poput duhovnog vulkana koji je eruptirao u Anaji. Naime, mnogi bolesni ljudi dolazili su ondje tražiti ozdravljenje.
So I started going up to Anaya to ask Saint Sharbel for a favor.
I tako sam ja isto tako počeo ići u Anaju i tražiti od Svetoga Šarbela jednu uslugu.
So people were flocking to Anaya to ask for healings.
Ljudi su hrlili u Anaju tražeći ozdravljenje.
And myself I was going to Anaya to ask him to help me to get to know God.
A ja sam išao u Anaju moleći ga da mi pomogne bolje upoznati Boga.
Because Saint Sharbel died now 26 years ago.
Jer Sveti Šarbel je umro točno prije 126 godina.
And we feel and we touch that he's still alive.
Ali mi osjećamo i vidimo, znamo da je on još uvijek živ.
So I thought that he could help me because he is living in heaven and on earth at the same time.
A i ja sam mislio da mi on može pomoći jer istovremeno živi u raju, na nebu i na zemlji.
So he can be like a bridge between this world and the other world.
Tako da on može biti most između ovoga i drugoga svijeta.
So maybe he could one day tell me what's going on in the other world and answer these questions that I have about life.
Tako da mi on može jednom reći što se događa s druge strane, na drugome svijetu i na taj način razriješiti moja pitanja.
And I started going up to Anaya almost every day to pray, meditate.
I išao sam u Anaju skoro svaki dan moliti, promišljati, meditirati.
And ask his help.
I tražio sam njegovu pomoć.
So I used to go to his hermitage.
Išao sam u njegov ermitori, u pustinjački stan gdje je živio.
Sometimes I was sleeping in his cell on the floor where he was sleeping and putting my head on his pillow, the wooden pillow that he used.
Ponekad sam čak spavao u njegovoj ćeliji na tlu gdje je spavao Sveti Šarbel i stavio bih glavu na njegov jastuk od drveta, to bio drveni jastuk.
Yeah, praying in the chapel, meditating in the hermitage as he was doing.
Molio sam u kapeli, meditirao sam u ermitoriju, baš kao što je on činio.
And then after 10 years of this persistence and insistence,
i 10 godina nakon te upornosti inzistiranja,
so I went through a very special experience that changed my life.
Dogodilo mi se vrlo posebno iskustvo koje mi je promijenilo život.
So one night I was praying at Anaya. It was November 10th, 1994.
Jedne noći, jedne večeri molio sam u Anaji. Bilo je to 10. listopada 1994.
So I went to Apana and to Anaya to pray and meditate like every day. It was a normal day.
To je bio dan kao i svaki drugi. Ja bih došao uvečer i molio bih u Anaji.
And it was a cold night because Anaya usually is a cold place.
Bilo je vrlo hladno, jer u Anaji je uglavnom hladno, to je visoko u planinama.
It's a high mountain of 1300 meters above sea level.
To je na 1300 metara iznad nadmorske visine.
And usually during winter time we have snow, a lot of snow in Anaji.
I u zimi ima dosta snijega tamo.
So I was praying feeling cold as always.
Molio sam i bilo mi je hladno kao i obično.
And then I felt that I was surrounded by kind of warm breeze.
I tada sam osjetio da me okružuje neki topao vjetrić.
And then this small breeze started to be transformed into a wind, a hot blowing wind.
I tada se taj povjetarac pretvorio u snažan topao vjetar koji je počeo puhati.
So in a few minutes there was a very strong and hot wind blowing the whole area, moving the trees.
Nakon nekoliko minuta vrlo snažan vjetar je puhao posvuda, ljuljajući grane drveća.
And moving almost everything around me, even the leaves of the trees were flying because it was strong wind.
Sve oko mene je bilo u pokretu zbog snage vjetra, čak je i lišće sa stabala letjelo.
And as I was when I was looking at the candles in front of me because I lit some candles to be able to read the Bible.
Tada sam pogledao svijeće ispred sebe jer bio sam upalio nekoliko svijeća kako bih mogao čitati Bibliju.
So I looked at the candles in front of me as I saw that the flames of the candles are not moving.
Pogledao sam svijeće i vidio da se plamenovi na tim svijećama ne miču uopće.
So I felt like if I'm dreaming or hallucinating.
Mislio sam da sanjam ili možda haluciniram.
Yeah, because it's impossible with this strong blowing wind to see that the flames of the candles are standing still like electrical bulb not moving.
Jer bilo je nemoguće da u tako snažnom vjetru da se plamenje svijeća ne miče, nego da je nepomično kao da se radi o električnim svijećama.
So I decided to touch the flames with my fingers to make sure what's going on.
Tako da sam odlučio dotaknuti prstima plamenje svijeća da vidim što se događa.
So before I moved my hand to touch the flames, I was like transported to another world.
I prije nego što sam prstima dotaknuo plamenje svijeća, bio sam prenesen u drugi svijet.
So I lost all my senses, I stopped feeling my body.
Izgubio sam sve osjete, prestao sam osjećati svoje tijelo.
And I stopped hearing.
Prestao sam bilo što čuti.
I don't know exactly if I stopped hearing all the noises around me stopped.
Ne znam jesam li ja prestao čuti bilo što ili su se zvukovi oko mene potpuno utišali.
Because there was the sound of the wind, the night, the barking of the foxes.
Jer prije toga čuo se huk vjetra i lajanje lisica uokolo.
And suddenly there was an absolute calm.
A odjednom zavladala je potpuna tišina.
And I found myself like diving in a huge, powerful, bright light.
I osjećao sam kako uranjam u veliko, golemo, jasno svjetlo.
I always compared it like someone is diving in the sun.
Uvijek se koristim usporedbom, to je kao kad netko uranja u sunce.
But it was something which was much more powerful than the sun.
Ali to je bilo nešto mnogo snažnije od sunca.
It was like billions of suns shining together.
To je bilo kao da milijarde sunaca zajedno sjaje.
So it was a very powerful light, but a strange light.
Bilo je to vrlo snažno svjetlo, ali neobično svjetlo.
It was very powerful, very bright, but it was not hot.
Bilo je jako jasno i snažno, ali nije bilo vruće.
It doesn't burn. And it doesn't harm the eyes, so you can look at it easily.
Nije me peklo, niti mi je štetilo očima. Mogao sam s lakoćom gledati u nje.
And it was so beautiful, very transparent, had no color.
Bilo je prelijepo, prozirno i bezbojno.
And it looks like a crystal light.
Izgledalo je kao svjetlo od kristala.
It was so transparent, so smooth.
bilo je toliko prozirno i glatko.
So it was a very powerful light, so bright, so powerful, as I said, but it was so smooth at the same time.
Bilo je tako moćno i tako nježno istovremeno.
And then I felt the presence of someone. I felt that someone is here.
I tada sam osjetio nečiju prisutnost, da je netko ondje.
But I said to myself that I'm dreaming.
Ali rekao sam sebi da sanjam.
So I received an answer telling me that no, you're not dreaming.
I tada sam primio odgovor. Ne, ne sanjaš.
So he was speaking to me in a very strange way.
Govorio mi je na vrlo neobičan način.
So I said that he was speaking without speaking.
Govorio mi je bez govora.
So he was talking to me without words, without any language, without a voice.
Govorio mi je bez riječi, bez jezika, bez ikakvog glasa.
But it was very clear.
Ali poruka je bila vrlo jasna.
So I understood clearly that he's saying to me, you're not dreaming.
Jako sam jasno razumio da mi govori ne. Ti ne sanjaš.
And then I thought and said to myself, maybe I'm unconscious now.
A tada sam sebi rekao, pa vjerojatno sam izgubio svijest.
And he continued talking to me in the same way. He said to me, now you are conscious. You have never been as conscious as you are now.
A on mi je odgovorio na isti način, ne, ti si sada svjestan, svjesniji si nego što si ikada bio.
And then thousands of questions popped up to my mind.
I tada mi je 1000 pitanja izronilo u umu.
But the main question was that I want to know who is talking to me.
Ali glavno je pitanje bilo tko je taj koji mi se obraća.
So I asked him, who are you?
Pa sam ga pitao tko si ti.
And he answered me in his way.
A on mi je odgovorio na svoj način.
So he didn't show up to me, didn't show me his face.
Nije mi pokazao svoje lice.
And didn't tell me even his name.
Nije mi rekao ni svoje ime.
But he made me like feel him.
Ali je učinio da ga osjetim.
Because when I asked him, who are you, I thought that I felt that something is entering me, something is invading my being.
Jer kad sam ga pitao tko si, osjetio sam kako me nešto preplavljuje, kako nešto ulazi u mene.
It was a very strange feeling that I cannot easily describe.
Bio to vrlo neobičan osjećaj koji ne mogu točno opisati.
Okay, it was a mixture of different feelings.
Bila je to mješavina različitih osjećaja.
It was a very deep, serene peace.
Bio je to vrlo dubok i vedar mir.
And a sensation of a deep joy.
I osjećaj duboke radosti.
And a huge love.
I goleme ljubavi.
With a lot of tenderness and affection.
S mnogo nježnosti i milja.
And a lot of power and strength.
Istovremeno s mnogo snage i moći.
So really it's very hard to describe this feeling, but I always say it's the most beautiful feeling that a human being can feel.
Jako je teško opisati taj osjećaj, ali uvijek kažem da je to najljepši osjećaj koje ljudsko biće može osjetiti.
It was like essence of peace and joy and love.
Bilo je to nešto kao sama bit mira, ljubavi i radosti.
And he said to me, this is me.
A on mi je tada rekao, evo, to sam ja.
So at that moment I stopped thinking about anything.
Tada sam prestao razmišljati o bilo čemu.
And I didn't want anything.
Nisam ništa želio.
Just one thing, all I wanted is to stay as we are.
Želio sam samo jednu stvar, ostati ovako.
And I didn't want to lose this feeling that I have.
Nisam želio izgubiti taj osjećaj koji sam imao.
So I said to him, don't go, and if you want to go, take me with you.
Rekao sam mu, nemoj otići, a ako odeš, povedi me sa sobom.
And he said to me, I'm always everywhere.
A on mi je odgovorio, ja sam uvijek posvuda.
And then the light disappeared.
I tada je svjetlo nestalo.
And I found myself in the darkness, in the same place where I was.
I našao sam se ponovo u tami, na istom mjestu na kojem sam bio.
And I was shivering from cold.
Drhtao sam od hladnoće.
And I noticed that the candles in front of me were totally consumed.
I primijetio sam da su svijeće ispred mene potpuno dogorjele.
So I looked then at my watch, it was 3:35 in the morning.
Pogledao sam na sat i bilo je 3 sata 35 minuta ujutro.
So I discovered then that around four hours passed quickly like a flash.
I tada sam primijetio da je zapravo 4 sata prošlo u treptaju oka.
So I kept thinking that I must be either hallucinating or dreaming.
I dalje sam mislio da sam možda sanjao ili halucinirao.
So I took my the remaining of the candles with the Bible and the bag and I went back to my car.
Uzeo sam ostatke cvijeća i Bibliju i krenuo natrag prema automobilu.
And while I was walking back to my car, I was thinking about the light, about the wind, about the candles, about the communication.
I dok sam se vraćao, razmišljao sam o svjetlu, o vjetru, o svjećama, o ovoj komunikaciji koju sam doživio.
And I started feeling some warm pressure on my left arm.
I počeo sam osjećati nekakav topao pritisak na lijevoj ruci.
And then I felt like the sleeve of my pullover was sticking to my skin.
I tada sam osjetio kako se rukav moje veste lijepi za kožu.
So I arrived to my car, I put on the lights and I look at my arm, I saw 5 fingers printed on my arm.
Pogledao sam na svoju lijevu nadlakticu kad sam se vratio u auto i primijetio sam otisak 5 prstiju, crveni otisak kao utisnutih 5 prstiju u moju kožu.
So they were like deeply engraved and surrounded by a red halo.
Izgledali su utisnuti duboko i okruženi crvenilom tih 5 prstiju.
There was blood and water coming out from these fingers.
I iz tih je otisaka prstiju izlazila voda i krv.
And I started touching the fingers because I didn't feel anything.
Počeo sam doticati to mjesto jer nisam ništa osjećao.
So then I went back home. The first person to see the mark was my wife.
I kada sam se vratio kući, prva osoba koja vidjela to znamenje je bila moja supruga.
And I couldn't explain for her a lot of things because I couldn't use any word to describe what happened.
Nisam joj baš mogao objasniti što se dogodilo jer nisam pronalazio riječi kojima bih to opisao.
But at that night our whole life, my life and the life of my wife changed totally and I decided to dedicate my life to Jesus Christ.
Ali te noći moj život i život moje supruge potpuno se promijenio i odlučio sam posvetiti svoj život Isusu Kristu.
So I left my work, quit my job, I left almost everything.
Napustio sam posao, ostavio sam sve što sam tada do tada radio.
And I really started a new life.
Započeo sam nov život.
With some of my friends we started a TV station in Lebanon.
Neki moji prijatelji i ja osnovali smo TV postaju, televiziju u Libanonu.
We were intending and we did found a Christian TV station.
Htjeli smo osnovati kršćansku TV stanicu.
And our intention of this TV station is to preach the word of God all around the world.
I svrha te nove televizije bila je propovjedanje Božje riječi po cijelom svijetu.
And to make all the people of the earth know about Jesus and the church and our saints.
Htjeli smo da svi ljudi na svijetu saznaju za Isusa, za našu crkvu i svece.
And since then all my ambition is focused on making people know Jesus.
I od tada moja jedina ambicija je da ljudi upoznaju Isusa.
I'm still working on this TV station as an executive director now.
Još uvijek radim na toj televiziji kao izvršni direktor.
And at the same time we founded a prayer group. We named it the Family of Saint Charbel.
I istovremeno osnovali smo molitvenu zajednicu koju smo nazvali Obitelj Svetog Šarbela.
It's a kind of community in which we live our Christian faith.
To je zajednica u kojoj živimo svoju kršćansku vjeru.
And we witness for Christ and we preach the word of God.
Svjedočimo Krista i propovedamo Božju riječ.
And this same experience was repeated till now around 55 times.
I to iskustvo koje sam opisao, to duhovno iskustvo, dogodilo mi se, ponovilo mi se od tada 55 puta.
So every time I see the same light, I feel the same feeling.
Dakle, ponovo svake godine, 2 do 3 puta, vidim isto svjetlo i osjetim ono isto što sam osjećao prvi put.
And I feel that I get closer to Jesus.
I osjećam da sam sve bliže Isusu.
And since then I'm going around the world.
I od tada putujem svijetom.
And trying to spread the message of Saint Charbel.
I pokušavam prenijeti poruku Svetog Šarbela.
Which I will try to brief it in a few words.
Koju ću sada pokušati sažeti u nekoliko riječi.
Saint Charbel now is sending like a wake up call to humanity.
Sveti Šarbel sada šalje poruku čovječanstvu, probudite se.
To know what is the exact meaning of our life.
Spoznajte što je pravi smisao vašega života.
And to know where we are heading.
I spoznajte kamo idete.
So it's like shaking up people to wake up.
On zapravo protresa ljude kako bi se probudili.
And to know that we are for a short period on this planet.
Kako bi spoznali da smo ovdje samo kratko vrijeme na ovom planetu.
And we'll be moving to our final destination.
I da idemo na svoje krajnje odredište nakon toga.
And in fact, God created us for our final destination.
I Bog nas je stvorio za to krajnje odredište.
So God created us for an eternal life with him in his kingdom.
Bog nas je stvorio za vječni život s njim u njegovu kraljevstvu.
So he didn't create us as beautiful creatures to die.
Nije nas stvorio tako lijepe kako bismo umrli.
So God didn't create us to die, but he created us for eternal life.
Nije nas stvorio kako bismo umrli, nego za vječni život.
But because he is a loving God,
a budući da nas on ljubi,
he doesn't like to force us to go to his kingdom.
Ne želi nas prisiliti da idemo u njegovo kraljevstvo.
He wants us to choose him freely.
Želi da mi to slobodno odaberemo.
With our free will.
Svojom slobodnom voljom.
And that's what Saint Charbel is calling the love. Loving means choosing.
I to je ono što Sveti Šarbel naziva ljubavlju. Ljubav znači izbor.
So when we say that we love God, this means that we have to choose God.
Kad kažemo da ljubimo Boga, to znači da ga izabiremo.
And our life on this planet is to make this choice.
I naš život na ovome planetu svrha mu je da napravimo taj izbor.
To choose the eternal life with our heavenly Father in his kingdom.
Da odaberemo vječni život s našim Ocem u njegovu nebeskom kraljevstvu.
And to follow the way which lead us to this kingdom.
I da slijedimo put koji nas vodi k tom kraljevstvu.
And the way is Jesus Christ.
A taj je put Isus Krist.
So to follow Jesus we need three things.
Da bismo slijedili Isusa trebamo tri stvari.
The first thing is the Bible.
Prva stvar je Biblija.
It's the word of God where we get in touch with Jesus.
To je Božja riječ preko koje dolazimo u kontakt s Isusom.
To know more about him.
Saznajemo više o njemu.
And to have a life with him.
I zadobivamo život s njim.
The second thing is the Holy Eucharist.
Druga stvar je Sveta Euharistija.
That I call it the mystery of my grandfather.
Koju ja zovem tajna moga djeda.
This Eucharist is the body of Christ, is the real presence of Jesus Christ.
Ta je Euharistija Kristovo tijelo, njegova stvarna prisutnost.
And because Jesus is eternal, has given us the eternal life through his presence in the Eucharist.
I budući da je Isus vječan, dao nam je vječni život putem svoje prisutnosti u Euharistiji.
So Saint Charbel is reminding us and inviting us to get in communion with the Holy Eucharist.
I Sveti Šarbel nas poziva i podsjeća nas da nam treba to sjedinjenje s Kristom u Euharistiji.
And the third thing is our mother, Mary.
Treća stvar, odnosno treća osoba, je naša majka Marija.
Who walks with us and take us to her son Jesus.
Koja s nama korača i vodi nas k svom sinu Isusu.
And he says that through the Bible, the Eucharist and our mother Mary, we can reach our final destination to be in heaven with our heavenly Father.
I Sveti Šarbel poručuje da putem Biblije, Euharistije i majke Marije možemo dospjeti do svoga konačnog odredišta, a to je nebesko kraljevstvo.
And this is why God created us.
I zato nas je Bog stvorio.
Not to get attached to material things.
Ne da bismo se vezali uz materijalne stvari.
Because one day we will leave everything here.
Jer jednog dana napustit ćemo sve što je ovdje.
And we'll go home.
Ići ćemo kući.
And he said to me once that even our bones are not ours.
Jednom mi je rekao Sveti Šarbel da čak ni naše kosti nisu naše.
So we will leave our bones here and we will move.
Čak i kosti ćemo ovdje ostaviti i otići ćemo.
So we have to make our choice and choose God in our life.
Zato moramo odabrati Boga u svom životu.
So in brief, this is my story of 30 years. I briefed it in 30 minutes.
Evo, to je moja priča od 30 godina. Ja sam je skratio na 30 minuta.
Ta vaša priča mene podsjeća na zapravo ono što nam katekizam prvo odgovara o smislu našeg života.
This story of yours reminds me of what is written in the catechism as the first answer to the question of the meaning of our life.
Exactly. Spoznati Boga, uzljubiti ga i služiti mu.
To know God, to love Him and to serve Him.
Na tom putu nam pomažu i sveci.
And the saints are here to help us on this path.
Kod vas sveti Šarbel.
In your case it was Saint Charbel.
Koji očito će sad i nama pomoći, slušateljima Radio
Marije.
Which
obviously is going to help us as well, the audience of Radio, St. Mary's Radio.
Gospodine Raymond, hvala vam puno na ovom govoru.
Mr. Raymond, thank you a lot for this speech.
Thank you so much and God bless you.
Hvala vam puno i Bog vas blagoslovio.
Poštovani slušatelji, bila je ovo emisija Pronićeš me svega i poznaješ. Moj današnji gost, gospodin Raymond Nader, predsjednik molitvene organizacije obitelji Svetog Šarbela iz Libanona. Mir vam i dobro.
Klikće duh moj, Bogu mome spasitelju, što pogleda na neznatno službenice svoje, Otca će me evo svi narašta izvati blaženom, jer velika mi djela učini svesilni, sveto ime njegovo, od koljena do koljena, dobrota je njegova nad onima što se njega boje.
Mario, uputi me, sinu, brati me. Mario, uputi me, svome sinu, brati me. Mario, u svome sinu, brati me.
Zagrli me.